33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Pandemic or not, it's summer, which means no matter what type of health precautions state and local leaders are proffering, there's going to be a whole lot more violations now that the weather's better. Despite a 25% capacity rule issued by Governor Abbott, lots of complaints came in over the Memorial Day weekend, and many of those came with photographic evidence of people pushing that capacity way past the 25% limit. Here to talk with us about it now and how or if officials are enforcing that limit, Houston Fire Department's Deputy Chief Allison Stein. Chief Stein, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure you saw the pictures on social media, those packed pools and other crowded venues. What can local officials do, and what is Houston law enforcement and fire teams, what are they able to do?
So we don't believe that that was the particular picture that you're speaking out. We don't think that was a recent picture. There's no evidence, and we can't find anywhere that was recent. We responded to that particular location over the weekend several times, and they have been in compliance. What we are doing in the Houston Fire Department is operating a task force made up of anywhere from 11 to 9 investigators and 11 to 9 inspectors with a couple of supervisors on duty. And we respond to complaints from citizens complaining about businesses that are not in compliance with the governor's orders. But with that said, what we are enforcing is the 25% capacity of bars and 50% capacity of restaurants. We are not issuing citations right now. We are not closing down businesses. We have been lucky that most of the businesses that we respond to are either in compliance or willing to get in compliance. We're getting a good report from most businesses who are happy to see us there because we are educating on social distancing. We're passing out masks. And a lot of the times the businesses need help with their customers. And when they see us there, they are relieved that they have someone to help them try to gain compliance.
I don't mean to in any way diminish the importance or significance of the rules or, for that matter, the enforcement. But on the other hand, it strikes me that you could end up with a lot of complaints and then you come to find out that someone's seen a picture on Twitter or heard something from someone else that you're not able to actually ascertain. Is this the best use of your time, taking these complaints from citizens?
I believe so, because like I said, a lot of the businesses are happy to see us and they need our help. You're absolutely right. A lot of the complaints that are coming in are anonymous, and we have a lot of competitors filing complaints on competitors. Over the weekend, we had several hundred complaints come in. We have been extremely busy, but like I said, I think since we are not closing down business, we are only helping gain compliance. I think it's a welcome sight.
So are you getting actually, if I understand what you're saying, you're getting called out to bars, or is this something that you're sort of taking upon yourselves to educate people?
No, someone will file a complaint with 311, and it'll go through the system. Harris County will then ascertain whether it's county or city, and then we get it and log it in and send our teams out there.
I see. So you actually are called out to bars and that kind of thing. You're assigned to actually go in and check.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And restaurants or any establishment that is somebody feels is not in compliance with the order. And if it's a residence or outside park or something, we refer them to Houston Police Department.
Once you've done that initial job of explaining to people the importance of the 25% rule, of having face masks and that kind of thing, if you have to return, what then? Is there a point at which, okay, well, we're going to have to crack down, we're going to have to issue citations, or how would you handle a situation like that? Or have you had to handle a situation like that?
We have not had to issue citations since the beginning of May, I believe. We are not going to be issuing citations. We are not going to shut down businesses other than if they're over the occupancy limit. And that's for the protection of the customers for a public health issue.
Is that a concern to you? I mean, that perhaps the spread could continue if no citations or if there's no...
It is a concern. Pardon me for interrupting. It is a concern to me that it will spread if we are not going to educate and follow through with what the governor's orders are.
What about citations or arrests? I mean, if people feel like that they're just going to get a lecture, is it possible that this could go on?
Right now, we're going to continue our task force while the judge's orders are in place, and that's until June 10th. So past that, we haven't had any direction that we're going to go beyond that. If she puts out another stay-home order, then we'll continue our task force.
So you're talking about Harris County Judge Hidalgo, is that right?
Correct. So we're following her stay-home order on the deadline. We're following the governor's orders as it pertains to occupancy.
Allison Stein is a deputy chief with the Houston Fire Department. Chief Stein, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard. We certainly do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.